In a statement issued Friday, Vermont's top financial regulator, Stephen Kimball, said the seizure was done in cooperation with federal authorities and came after examiners discovered issues that raised serious concerns. He did not say what those concerns were. He says the credit union's customers will be protected. The Border Lodge Credit Union was first chartered in 1963. A recent report said it had 1,097 members and assets of approximately $3.1 million. Accounts at the credit union are insured by the federal government for up to $250,000. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.